Chapter 9. A Surprise for Henry.
Mr. Williams put down the phone. He said,
"That was the police. It seems that Bill and Ben created a disturbance at the internet cafe and they have been arrested. They didn't catch the hacker, of course. Why doesn't that surprise me? Well, they can stay at the police station until we find the hacker."
There was no reply from the others. Robbie was sending a text message on his mobile phone to his friends to say why he hadn't met them that afternoon. Joe was talking to Belinda.
"Will you go out with me tonight, Belinda? There's a great hamburger place near here."
Belinda smiled at him.
"But you're only 15, Joe. I'm too old for you."
"I'm very mature for my age,"
he replied quickly.
"Come on, we'll have a fantastic time. I'll pay and..."
Their conversation was interrupted by the hacker.
"Congratulations, Henry. You've solved the second puzzle. I suppose Robbie helped you again. It's a pity those security guards aren't as intelligent as your son. They failed again, didn't they? Henry, there's still another puzzle to solve. If you solve it, you will discover my identity. I'll send the message later. First, you need to relax and cool down. Are you ready for a surprise? BFN.
"A surprise? What does that mean, Mr. Williams?"
asked Belinda.
"I have no idea, but I'm sure we'll soon find out,"
replied her boss. All the staff had gone home at 5 o'clock as usual. The offices were silent. He was suddenly very tired. His eyes began to close. He was on holiday in the Caribbean. He was on the beach. It was hot and sunny. There were no clouds in the sky. It was too hot, so he went swimming in the sea to cool down. He was wet, very wet. Mr. Williams woke up. He was wet. Was it raining in his office? He heard Belinda's voice.
"Mr. Williams, what's happening? I'm all wet. Where is the water coming from? My hair and clothes are ruined."
Mr. Williams answered,
"This is our surprise, Belinda. Our friend the hacker has started the sprinkler system. Very funny. Let's get out of here."
They all ran out of the office and went downstairs. Joe tried to console Belinda, and Robbie wanted to know if he could go home.
"Please, Dad, it's late, and I want to watch TV tonight."
"Not yet,"
replied his father.
"We still have another puzzle to solve."
"What do you mean, we, Dad? You haven't done anything yet,"
replied his son sarcastically. Mr. Williams looked at his son, but he knew that Robbie was right. The boys had solved the first two puzzles. In the distance, they heard a siren. Was it the police? Mr. Williams and Robbie went to the doors of the bank. Slowly, Mr. Williams opened the door.